So, just from last week, before we move on to the next Sugya, I just want to clarify one thing that I think we trespassed a little bit on some textual fundamentalism when we decided that it was true that we made. I sort of suggested that it was possible when the Braisa says Niskaven Levayish is a cut Nubiyish is a Gadol. And then it says, Nosan Gadol may booster shall cut in Levayish is a Eved Ubiyish is Ben Chorin. Nosan Leben Chorin may booster shall Eved. I said, well, that really is only talking about one relationship where you're talking about you're Mevayish the Eved and you're paying his Rav. And that really is not. That's not really fair to the Braisa. But I think you can work it out a little bit just to say that what it means is that you're paying to a Ben Chorin the Shuma of an Eved who is involved in an Eved-Rabo relationship. The Kavana that you have for that Eved fixes the Hefsed in terms of that particular Eved-Rav relationship, but you could go ahead and pay that to anyone. Meaning, the person you pay that to could be any Ben Chorin, but the amount that you're paying is the amount of the Hefsed that's defined by the Eved-Rav relationship, which is not the Eved himself, who doesn't have a Shuma, but the Hefsed of the Rav. But that could be paid to anybody. It doesn't have to be paid specifically to his Rav. It's just that fixes the amount. That sort of gets you out of the problem of, you know, of the being trespassing on text and reading into it that's only one relationship. There's only one person that this could be talking about. It's not true. It's just that the Shuma is a Shuma of a relationship. It's not a Shuma in the person of the Eved. I just wanted to clarify that. Okay, so now we're going to go on to a new Sugya. Okay, so now we're, well, the truth is that these are, the Sugya is really, this is a sugya where there's a lot of ambiguity to the way the pshat is in the Gemara. So there's plenty of room, and if you look in the Acharonim, there's plenty of room to have different kinds of ideas of what exactly is happening. And I'm sure you guys talked about that when you did the sugya. So this is Pei Vav Amud Beis. The Mishnah says Hamavayish Es Ha'arum, Hamavayish Es Ha'suma, Hamavayish Es Ha'yashen Chayev, V'yashen Shebiyesh Potter. So if you are Mavayish a naked person or a suma or someone who's sleeping, you're chayev for that boshes. V'yashin shchayev potter. But if someone's sleeping and they're vayish someone else, they're potter. Nafal min agag v'hizik u'biyesh chayev al nezik u'potter al boshes ad shem miskaven. We talked about that. Okay, Tana Rabbanan. So, bishu aram chayev. V'ein adoma bishu aram l'bishu lavosh. Right, so the Braisa says bishu arum if you embarrass a naked person you're chayev. Ve'eino dom bishu arum lebishu lavosh. You can't compare the boshes of a naked person to the boshes of someone who's dressed. Bishu bebeis hamerchatz chayev. Ve'eino dom bishu bebeis hamerchatz lebishu b'shuv. You can't compare someone who is embarrassed in the beis hamerchatz to someone who's embarrassed in the shuk. Amar mar. Bishu Aram Chayev. Aram Barboshes who? What do you mean Bishu Aram is Chayev? How is an Aram a Barboshes? Amar of Papa, my Aram. What does it mean Aram? Da'asa Zika Krachinhu Lamane. Va'asahu Dalinhu Tfei. Ubishe. So what does it mean? What does it mean that you're Mavaish the Aram? What does that mean? It means that a wind comes and blows this guy's like gown, whatever he's wearing, his whatever there
makes him an arum.
Sort of makes him a partial arum, va'asahu delinhu tfei. The guy comes along, right, and who exactly does this isn't clear, but someone makes this guy now more of an arum than he was. Okay, that's part of the ambiguity here is who is doing that.
So he derobes him?
Well, let's hold off on it. So what happens is it starts with the wind, and then something else happens. Okay, so he's naked-ish, and then a little more naked. Okay, now how does that exactly help us get out of Aram Barboshes, who we'll get to, I guess.
I don't know if you want to question now, maybe you want to go through it, but Was that the original case of Arum that was Mubayish? Is he explaining that case?
Well, he's explaining the Brisa.
Which was
Arum Barbosa, which is Arum Mavayish. Yes, the Brisa was Bishu Arum.
What is the case of Arum that's...
Bishu Arum is which case? This case. Because Arum loved Barbosa. So here's
the case of Arum.
Yes. Okay. And then it says Bishu Bebeis HaMerchatz Chayev. Beis HaMerchatz Barbosa who? Sort of the same question. We'll get to the... We'll read the Rashi's.
So
what
that's
this
not
means.
A case of Arum, the Beis HaMerchatz.
Well, it kind of is.
Okay.
So Amar of Papa Shebishu Al Gav Hanar. Okay, well, I'll have to find... There's some sources. There's no Rashi on that one, but there are other sources to explain what that means. Okay, so let's go through what the Al-Gav HaNar means. What does this mean? The guy's washing by the Nar. He's not really in the Merchatz. Like,
oh, he's explaining what Beis HaMerchatz
yes,
case is?
Yeah, not Davka Beis HaMerchatz. Okay. It's the Nar. Okay, so let's do the Rashi. So first we'll read the couple Rashis that are here. Okay, so Rashi, there's only a couple. So again, you have a Mishnah. The Mishnah says, HaMavayish Es HaArum is Chayev. And then you have a Brisa, Bishu Arum Chayev. Ve'enu Doma Bishu Arum LeBishu Lavosh. And then the Gemara wants to know, wait a second, Arum Barboshes? And then it says, well, okay, so this is the case of Arum. It's not a straight case of Arum. It's a case of the wind blew it up a little bit and someone came along. We need the Tosfos to these things. Things will become clear as I go through some sources. So let's do Rashi first. Arum Barboshes here. Here's the first declaration of what's happening to some degree. Bitmia. Kaven de'ein makbid leilich arum b'fnei b'nei adam mihavi barboshes. Because this guy isn't makbid to walk naked in front of other people, he's not a barboshes. So Rashi takes the question to be, arum barboshes question in the Gemara is, how could this guy, how could he be chayav and boshes? The guy's naked. So then the case changes. So okay, the way the Gemara reads, he's not exactly naked. He's like walking along and the wind blows things up a little bit and then he becomes a little nakeder. But he's not totally naked because if he were totally naked, Rashi holds, lav barbosha. So it wouldn't work. You wouldn't be chayav anything apparently. Okay?
Aren't you either naked or not naked? Like,
what's no, because I think it means there are various states of undress.
Like what, he's wearing socks or something like that?
Thighs.
Well, the case here is that the thing starts to draw up on his legs, okay? Right. And you or he or someone raise it up more. And then the busha, now apparently, now there are multiple ways to learn here, but according to Rashi, apparently, the busha is not the nakedness. The busha is what happens in this condition. So if the guy was completely an Arum and you're a Mavayashim, let's say you slapped him or you spit on him, okay? So then you'd kind of be put there because he's not a Barboshes. That's what Rashi seems to say.
Arum is not subject to...
Well, Rashi says, Arum, Bar, he says, okay. That's his whole point. Kevin Dein Makbid Leilach Arum, Bifnei B'nei Adam, Mihavi Barboshes. Done. Okay?
He's already reduced himself.
Well, we're going to hold off on an explanation, but he's not a Barboshes. Okay? It's like the Eved or whatever it is, how that works. He's not a Barboshes, but that's not exactly our case. Our case is a guy is in a certain, he's in the process of being somewhat embarrassed with this thing, let's say. Okay? Meaning he's in the process of being exposed, and then you do a busha to him.
Can I ask why they have to go to that case?
Huh?
Why are they going to that case?
Because otherwise, Arum is lav barbosha.
So everybody agrees.
Well, no, this is Rashi. Rashi said, the way Rashi learns, he's saying, complete Arum, if the guy is an Arum, you're done. But he's saying, also, if someone is in some state of undress, that will to some degree modify what you would owe for Tashlume Boshas.
This is Rashi only.
I mean, this is the way he's... Or this is at least... I shouldn't say it like that. I'm not saying it should modify. But I'm saying it's the chiddush that you would have to pay the guy in this circumstance. In this circumstance, you'd have to pay for the boshes where he's not a complete arm. He's in some state of undress, and then you're a mevayashem.
So, just to make sure, what I'm understanding is you have the case of Arum.
Yeah.
Rashi says, no, it's an obvious case. That's not what this is.
No.
It's a case of...
Well, the Gemara says. Rapapa says, what is Arum?
Well, how else can you hold if you don't like hold like Rashi?
Okay, we'll do Tosfos next. Okay. Yeah, it's totally different.
But
we should hold off on me saying, is this mitigating? Is this somehow mitigating what you owe? Or is this just a chiddush that you owe boshes in this case? All right? So, because the only thing we have here is that what is the Arum of the Brisa? The Arum of the Brisa is the Asa Zika... And then someone else maybe him pulls the thing up, ubishe, and then he's mevayish. So what happens then? Does that mean, okay, you're chayev the full amount of this other boshes? Or does that mean the chiddush is somehow this mitigates the amount that you owe? I don't know. It's not clear from this at all. But so far, let's just learn. But the way Rashi's learning, the main thing to hold right now is that Rashi's learning that the boshes is something other than the nakedness. The nakedness precludes you from boshes, but the only time you're chayev on someone who's naked is if they're not completely naked. And so what does it mean that the arum is, that you're chayev by an arum? It means you're chayev by an arum when you have, in the brace at least, when you have this partial thing. Okay, now does that just mean that's a chiddush because he's still considered an arum, but you're chayev? Or is that a chiddush because it mitigates somehow the amount that you owe? I don't know. Okay, it doesn't say. Meaning...
Oh, meaning from just regular case of boshes?
Yes. In other words, if I slap you...
In other words, how is it different from regular case of boshes and a case of arums? So this is like this quasi...
Well, from this, it's just not clear. In other words, if I slap you while you're partially naked, does that influence the amount that I pay you? In other words, when the Gemara says, Einu don, because the Gemara says, Einu don bishu arum lebishu lavash, does that mean that, like, we consider, you know what I mean, that this is, that the busha... in this state versus the busha completely dressed are different. One's pater, one's chayav. And maybe along the way, states of undress, because you're...
There's something
that influences how much I would owe when you are partially dressed. Okay? I'm not saying that's necessarily true. We haven't tested that. I'm just saying, okay. Not clear from the Gemara. Possibility. Okay, so Rashi says, so the same thing, Beis HaMerchatz. Rashi says, you know, because the Gemara wants to know in the Beis HaMerchatz, it says it's also Einodoma. So then it says the Gemara wants to know, wait a second. Beis HaMerchatz, Barboshes, who Rashi says, Bnei Adam Om Din Arumim Ve'en Lehem Boshes. Beis HaMerchatz, Mamish, they're totally naked. So they have no Boshes. So then what must be the case? So the case is they're Al Gav Hanar. So what does it mean, Al Gav Hanar? So there's many explanations for Al Gav Hanar. So the Mari Kas has a couple.
Saying it can't be based on Merchatz because that'd be the same case as Arum.
Right.
Okay.
So the Marikas says, he says, Shebishu al Gav Hanar. He says, Shegila hu ktsas kedei larachot raglav oshukov. He just bears a little bit of his body to wash himself by the Nar. Vizeb bavarimo. And someone comes along and undresses him. Okay, that's one way, but let's hold that, your questions about what does that matter, because that's more for Tosos. From something more consistent with the way Rashi might learn is the following. He says, Al gav hanar, achvu mili yared sham kedei liestakel bo. Somebody prevents him. Like you have someone that he says Shesh Bnei Adam Shein Mafshitin Bigdehem Shiroksin Betochanar Ad Shehem Tochamayim. Okay, I'm sorry. See Shesh Bnei Adam Shein Mafshitin Bigdehem Kishiroksin Betochanar Ad Shehem Tochamayim. They don't totally. Yeah, it's like the Yom Kippur thing at the beach. They go to the ocean and then they take all their stuff off.
When they're in the ocean.
So
what's the case?
So therefore. Someone is doing that, and the guy holds them after they're partially undressed, and they look at him.
Partially or fully undressed?
Well, here,
how's it?
I don't know. I mean, that's a good point. I don't think they could be fully undressed because it says Sheish Bnei Adam Shein Mafshitin Bigdehem Kishiroksin Betochanar Achem Betochamayim. And here,
you're saying that somehow that's different from the case before.
Well, here they can't be completely undressed. Wow. The point is
they weren't completely undressed in our first case.
Right, this is the same thing in the sense that they're not completely undressed.
So why do you need another case?
Okay, that's a good question, why you need another case. It's not easy to well, let's ask that. That's fair, the question is fair. But I don't think that it's complete nakedness, because again, complete nakedness, Rashi would hold.
Also, that's not an answer.
Right, unless you would say that it is complete nakedness, but the point is you didn't intend to get completely naked. You took your clothes off intending to go into the mayim, and the guy prevented you from going. So this isn't the merchatz because it's not a case where people normally are naked. This usually these guys get in the water naked, but here they worked it out so that the guy was prevented from that, and he became naked in public, kind of. The question is, Okay, but then what happens? So does that mean, to be consistent, to be consistent with Rashi, it would seem to me that there has to be a busha in that context. Okay, that's how I would want to read Rashi. That the busha, according to Rashi, is never the nakedness itself. The nakedness is a condition under which the person is mevi. I think that's the first move that you have to make Rashi consistent. If you commingle nakedness as a mechanism of injury together with the other busha, Rashi becomes inconsistent when you compare him to Tosos. Okay, so I think that's the first move. Is that how you guys did it?
Yeah, Ginsberg said that Agav Nahr was basically holding him back after they derobed.
Yeah, I mean, it's not so clear from the sources, right, if he's totally derobed, because really the way they say it is that these people didn't totally derobe until they got into the water. Or you're right. I mean, yeah, I guess Achvu Mili Yared Sham Kidei Listakabo, they just prevent them from going there, and it's conceivable that he could be completely naked in that moment. But it's not so clear. So let's do Tosfos, and then we'll start to develop in some relief the contrast. So far it seems like Rashi wants to say there are two things in Rashi that seem consistent. One thing is that Rashi holds that an arum is not a barboshes and doesn't really explain it. So Rashi seems to be saying that if you're mevayesh, it's pevav on the base. Rashi seems to be saying that if you're mevayesh the arum with whatever busha, you don't have to pay the guy. So he has to work out the whole sugya. Well, the Mishnah says that in Arum, you are chayev. Now, the Mishnah is different than the Brisa. The Brisa says, Bishu Arum chayev, ve'enu delma, and then it has these explanations for what the case of the Arum is. That can't be the same thing as the Mishnah, or you wouldn't need a Mishnah and a Brisa. So then the Marikas again has some explanation, which we can get to, about the boshes of what's the difference between the case in the Mishnah and the case in the Brisa. But we don't have to do all that now. Let's do the Tosfos. So at least we can start to construct the basic problem, the basic dialectic around at least the Mishnah before we go to the Gemara. So Tosfos says, Arum bar boshesu. He says, Perish bekuntros. Kaven de ein makbid lahaluch arum befnei b'nei adam mihavi chlal bar boshes. He says Rashi wants to say that the whole problem of the Gemara on the Brisa that saying that an Aram is Eino Barboshes is because there are people that go around like this. They're not a Barboshes to begin with. So how could you ever say that when you're Mevayish the Aram you'd be Chayev? He says Vakasha le Pirusho. He says Maishna de Paracha Brisa Havile le Mifrach Hamas Nisan. Diktani hamavayish es ha'arum chayev. As the Mishnah itself said that when you're mavayish the arum, you're chayev. But Gemara waited for the Brisa to say bishu arum chayev and then arum barboshesu. Now, if Rashi is right that the whole question of arum barboshes is a question of the arum as a person is not a barboshes, could have asked it on the Mishnah. Why did it ask it on the Brisa? Tosfos is basically saying the Mishnah and the Brisa must be talking about kind of two different cases. He says, V'nira lefarish da'amas nisin lo parach da pshita da'arim barboshes hu im rakakbo ostara. He says, so really the Mishnah is saying there's no question on the Mishnah. Because he's saying for sure if a guy is naked and you slap him or you spit on him, you're chayev. Right, so when the Mishnah said Aram Barboshes, that means you take a naked guy and you slap him and you spit on him or something, and so in that case you'd be chayav for that boshes. Aval lashon habraisa, because the braisa doesn't say hamavayish, it says bishu aram. He says aval lashon habraisa mashmalei bishu aram shemavayish b'mashemegalhu umarimu. It's the busha itself is making him naked. So Tosfos wants to say that the Mishnah is talking about where you mevayesh a person who is naked. There you're chayev. Okay? The Brisa is talking about where you render someone naked. V'od diktani ein doma bishu orum lebishu lovash. He says there's a further raya that Rashi has a problem with this pshat. The Gemara says that we can't compare embarrassing a naked person to compare it to embarrassing a dressed person. V'im rokek bo staro, kach misvayish kishu orim kamo kishu lovash. If you're just hitting them or spitting on them, what's the difference if they're dressed or not? So according to Rashi's pshat, that it has to do with actually, you know, assaulting them while they're in a state of undress. According to Tosos, it shouldn't matter. Now, just to segue, the Marikas notes that it's not necessarily the case. In other words, that you could work out the lushan of Rashi in this particular brisa. He says, Mashma, according to Rashi, the Mairi kishabishu b'makom sheyesh hefresh mi'arm lelovosh, dahayinu b'makom sherab metzuyim sham. In other words, the brisa is talking, it could be that the Mishnah is talking about a case where the guy is alone, and the brisa is talking about the case where there are many people around. U'mishum hachi, Mikasha, heich yeshlo boshes lezei she'enu makbid al bushto. How do you have boshes on a guy who's not makbid? Aval masnisen efshed demayri kishayi arim b'makom nister. O b'chadar mashkavo. V'nichnas zeh ubisho. V'hasam vaday chayev. Shari zeh makbid al bushto. So in the case of the Mishnah, the guy's makbid on his boshes, he's by himself. He says, but in the case of the brisa, the guy is in public. This isn't a private boshes. This is a guy that's walking around people who are dressed. Okay, so there is a way to work it out. Tosfos is saying that there should be no distinction. Okay, according to Rashi, there could be a distinction. There could be a distinction in the nature of the guy who is naked, whether he's naked in public or naked in his house. That's one way to work out the pshat. But according to Tosfos wants to say that this is a matter of rendering the person naked in the brisa. He says, "Vaha diktani nami b'brisa bishu b'beis hamerchatz chayev a bishu orum nami koi sharimu b'beis hamerchatz." This is also talking about rendering the guy naked. V'hashta asi shapir ha deperach b'beis hamerchatz barboshesu. Right? How is a guy, how could you make him more naked? In other words, according to Tosos, the question of the Gemara of Aram Barboshes is a question of how can you make the guy any more naked than he already is? Right? Vahalo derech b'nei adam lehiyos arumim b'merchatz. His point is, according to Tosos, the question of the Gemara is nonplussed. It's not a question of just mitzvah. It's a question of what do you mean that you're saying that the boshes is, the Bryce is telling you that when you're mavayish the guy to make him naked, right, you're chayev. So the Gemara wants to say, but what do you mean? The guy's completely naked, what are you really doing? Oh, so he's not completely naked. So what are you doing? You're making him more naked. That's the point of the Bryce. The asa zika krechinhu lamane, va asa hu delinhu tfei. You made him naked. He was the wind was blowing the thing up. Now why do you have to have the case where the wind blows it up? It could just be you just did it. That's an interesting question. I mean, it's a question on Rashi too. What is the wind starting at matter? I mean, either way, according to Rashi, even if the guy himself does it and then you do it to him, why do you need two steps? The wind and then someone else. Okay. So in any case, according to Tosfos, the Gemara when it says Aram Barboshes is talking about the guy's already naked. It's not saying the guy isn't a Barboshes. He's saying he's already naked, okay? And the nakedness making him naked is the thing that is the busha. Now, one of the problems with that shot is that it seems a little bit obvious. You know what I mean? That the question of the Gemara, why would the Gemara ask, aren't the Gemara saying, when you make a guy naked, you're chayef, right? When you're mevayesh a naked guy by making him naked, you're chayef. Well, wait a second. He's already completely naked. I mean, that can't be the case. So it's a little awkward, you know. So you're saying bishu aram means a guy who's already somewhat naked. You make him more naked. So he's totally naked. He's not a barboshes. Oh, so he's not totally naked. It's a little awkward, okay? But Tosfos went to great lengths to explain the Gemara this way, the Brisa this way, because otherwise you have a formal problem of having a Mishnah and a Brisa that say explicitly the same things. But you have the Brisa that asks a question Aram Barboshes in the Mishnah that doesn't seem to mind. Right? You have a question on the Brisa. You have a question on the Brisa that you don't have on the Mishnah. So why couldn't you ask the same question on the Mishnah? Mishnah must be talking about a different case. So according to Tosfos, the Mishnah is talking about a case where you embarrass a guy who is naked, and then you're chayev, because what's the difference? And the Bryce is talking about you make a guy naked. Now Rashi learns that all these cases are talking about where you humiliate a person who happens to be naked, and the distinction is, where is he naked? And what condition is he naked? Yeah. So the first thing we have to do, so we step back now and we do one thing. So now we have a Tosos, we have a Rashi, there are a lot of facts. But that's the flow of the sugya. So now that we have the sugya in some picture, maybe not totally clear in your minds, let's just isolate the issue. So I think we could do, so in terms of structuring the machlokas though, we can make one move in terms of just putting some facts on the table, is that according to Rashi, an arum is not a barboshes and you can slap the guy and be putter. According to Tosfos, if you slap a naked guy, you're still chayev. Is it a mitigating factor? Does it influence how much you're chayev? Is that the chiddush of the Mishnah? That's not clear to me, because the Mishnah says arum barboshes, saying like, oh, by the way, this doesn't matter? Or is this saying arum barboshes, but you're not paying the same thing when you slap a naked guy that you would to a regular person, to a person who is dressed?
You're not chayev, you're not chayev tashlumen?
Okay, according to Rashi, you're not chayev any tashlumen.
But are you over this or still? When we say chayev, you mean tashlumen?
According to Rashi, the implication is, he just says ain't no barboshas. Right. I'll entertain any theory for what that means. I don't want to declare, there are lots of things you could do with it. But according to Rashi, ain't no barboshas. According to Tosos, a naked guy is a barboshas. So if we have the same facts, I slap a guy who's totally naked, and let's make it as extreme as possible. This is a guy who walks around naked in public, and he's just he's completely dedicated to Arumas, and this is his philosophy of life. If you do something, if you're chovel him, when I do a chavalah, when I hit him and I'm chayev in the arba dvarim, right? I have to pay his nezek, his tsar, his refoy, his shevet. I do not pay his boshas. According to Tosfos, you certainly do. Do you pay a different amount? I don't know, but you certainly he is you do pay that. Okay, so that's one thing that we have to settle. But there's a bigger, well, so we could think about that. But I would also lay out that there's a bigger problem according just for us from the way that we've been learning the sugyas. There's a bigger problem in Tosos that we have to face too with his pshat. Yeah, the simplest way to learn Rashi like the Marikas is that you have a guy in the Mishnah. He is b'makom nister, and nichnaseh bisho. In that case, you're chayev, even though he's naked. Shaharizeh makbed al bushto. And then in the case in the Brisa, the guy's really not makbed on his boshes because he's out and about in public. So then, arum bar boshes, who? Oh, so he's not totally naked then. He must be out and about in public but partially naked.
So how does
Tosos
understand the question?
So Tosos understands the question as being a question of, how do you make a naked guy more naked?
He doesn't hold the partial case.
He holds that you're talking, the Bryce just says you're making a naked guy naked. How is that possible? Because he's not totally naked.
So he's saying Barbosh and Barb being naked.
How are you chayef? The guys are, how could you make a guy naked? How's he a bar nakedness, basically, if he's
right.
already
so
naked?
Not saying Barbosh.
No, not exactly.
How are you chayef make him more naked?
If he's totally naked already, it's binary.
No, in the Bryce life.
And the Brisa, because he says he's not totally naked.
Right, but all, you just made him more naked. You didn't do nothing.
Oh, okay, so this is the thing. So Isaiah has the question of the week. Okay, so that is the question. The real question here, buried beneath this labyrinthine set of circumstances, is that where's the Chavalah? Right? That's the real question. That's the million-dollar question. That's a great question. According to Tosos, this is a matter of doing haram, making a guy naked. But I'm not chayev for that. I'm chayev tashlume boshes for nezek, for chavala. I'm chovel chavero. Part of that, one of the things that kiyinatsu, right, that's the pasuk, one of the things that comes out of the assault is boshes. But here, what's the assault? Even boshes shalom v'malkam nezek, that's where you spit on a person. You do something. Here, all you did is disrobe him. Okay, you did nothing to his guf. Right? There's nothing that happens. I think in the Chidushe Harim, he asked the same question, right? So I mean, that's a great question, and that probably, by the way, it makes sense that drives a big difference. It's much easier for Rashi to be consistent and learn that everything here is a chavala, because at least there you can anchor yourself in what you knew Tashlumi Boshes to be. You slap him or spit on him in each of these cases.
I did it myself. Okay.
According to Tosfos, the cases in the Mishnah are that. The case in the Brisa is where you, and to various degrees, you know, render him naked. So that, where's the chavala? Okay, so that's a question on Tosfos. That's what I said is the other major question in the sugya. So one question is the Machlokas Rishonim, Arum Barbosha. So Rashi and Tosfos, Arum Barbosha. Let's hear what can we do with that? Say it like this: if you happen to be a guy who likes nakedness, and I slap you, can that not embarrass you? Like, yes, you happen to be naked, and that's your thing. But I just punked you in front of a bunch of people. That could still be a chavala that happens to be embarrassing. And why wouldn't I be chayev? Maybe you'll say, listen, we're gonna like consider who you are. But here, Rashi's saying he's like not, you know, the way Tosfos says it. He says, mihavi klal barboshes. Like, that's it. He's zero. How is that?
Also,
nafkamina between the Merchatz case and this case, according to Rashi, in the extremes, is the case of the naked guy who happens to have clothes on versus the Merchatz. The naked guy who is a philosophical nudist who happens to have clothes on, you'd still be potter, I guess. And the Merchatz guy, it's only when he's at the Merchatz. And he's naked. It's hard to believe, by the way. It's hard to imagine that you're not over the Yisr for being Mevayashim. Tashlumi Bosha is something else. Hard to believe you're not over the Yisr, because if he, in fact, is embarrassed by what you do, it's hard to believe that that's not Usr to do that, to embarrass the guy.
Is it relevant if he's actually embarrassed or not?
In terms of the Lav? I mean, I think so.
In terms of these cases.
Oh, I mean, well, I don't. The Hefsid, the part of the Tashlumin, we have to construct that. But the part of the Yisr you're asking before, is this the Yisr or is this the Hefsid type of thing? I mean, I think that to talk about this in terms of just Yisr and say that Rashi holds that he's not, you would have to say that it's an observation that a guy who goes around naked never feels embarrassed. I can't imagine. I wouldn't want to impute that, you know. I wouldn't want to attribute that opinion to Rashi, because that seems like you're declaring something that's very difficult to know.
Right, but yet that is the same lashon as we used by the Katan when we described Katanim Barboshes. I mean, when we said he didn't even have the experience of what it would be like to be embarrassed, because he used lashon Barboshes as opposed to the Yebed, which is just in love Boshes, and we explain that as a shuma.
That's fair, but in this case, the Gemara in the Mishnah doesn't say that lush. That's Rashi's lushan. So it's not like it's the Brisa, the Mishnah is using the lushan Eino Barboshes. The Gemara is using the lushan.
I know, but we are talking about Rashi here.
I know, but Eino Barboshes. I mean, listen. Again, it's a textual fundamentalism issue, like how. It, you know, to me, if you're going to make that claim that Rashi's saying this guy doesn't experience Boshes, that's going to be hard to substantiate. You know what I mean? Unless they had some, you know, unless he's talking about a very, I don't know. That to
I
me...
But then we'd have to relegate this case specifically to when he's completely naked, and that I can see more than when he's clothed, that he doesn't have any Boshes, but...
I mean, no, but either way, you're just going to say he's a guy who doesn't feel anything. But I don't know if that's what it is.
Maybe he's not Boshes.
Interesting. Okay, but so one possibility is that he doesn't experience Boshes. If you want to entertain that possibility, I'm okay with it. But you have to, like, then you're trying to substantiate something in Metzias. That you're saying that this is a fact, and then what's the Machlokas? Was Tosfos hold that the guy does get embarrassed? It just you anchor yourself to something that becomes like not only implausible but becomes clumsy when you try to make something theoretical out of it. So I don't think that's the way to go. The way to go is to say that even though he might in fact experience Boshes, you're not chayev. I think Aaron's thing is good to say. One way to understand this is to say that this is a matter of a guy that can't experience Boshesh but is getting the hefset of Boshesh, except that the Gemara explicitly previously said that the katan, you're only chayev when you have a under the condition de mechalmu le umichlam, right? So de mechalmu le umichlam meant that the kid actually, you test it and he actually can experience it.
Well, wasn't that also already there? And I'm explaining it from the new.
I know, but the Gemara seems to like be unanimous that that is a condition for the katan. That was a chiddush of the Gemara that the katan is a barboshes insofar as he can experience it. Okay, but anyway, maybe. All right, but Isaiah has the different way. Yeah, go ahead.
Maybe you can say that all Tosos, only need by Tosos is that the guy experiences boshes. That's all.
Yeah.
And he does. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Where Rashi needs it to be on a normal scale that society uses. And his is off. His is skewed. So you can't pull it in.
Okay. I mean, that's possible too. I liked what Isaiah was saying, because what Isaiah was saying was that here you have a case where a guy sort of willingly disavows his habiliments. He walks away from his dress. So he is sort of, what you're saying is that he's sort of walking away from encultured, you know, and that dress has a lot to do with an expression of culture, and he's sort of disavowing the culture. So the point is, by the Eved, the guy was not part of the culture because he doesn't have the din, because he's an Eved Kanani, so he never gets to participate in that totem pole thing that we were talking about. Here, the guy willingly votes against it. He decides that he's tuning out. So, according to Rashi, there is such a person. There's such a person that can disavow, you know, enculturation in such a way that he no longer participates in, because the economy that we're talking about, the brand economy that we're talking about in terms of hefted by Boshes is anchored in culture. It's part of a cultural matrix. That hefted, that is part of a cultural matrix. This person is walking away voluntarily from the cultural matrix. The question is, does that have halachic ramification? So according to Rashi holds it's possible to trade in your membership card, to your economic membership card. So you could be a person that decides that you're not participating culturally, and the declaration comes in the form of getting rid of your clothing, and that actually makes you a non-participant in terms of the hefset. That actually takes you off the totem pole. According to Tosfos, if you have a din, if you're part of Klal Yisrael, that's it. There's no such thing as someone that you can't walk
over. Doesn't recognize your own decisions.
Yeah, whatever your own state of mind is, it doesn't take you out of the klal. The cultural matrix you're in, sort of biologically. You know what I mean? In some ways, it's not something that you can take off with your clothing. But according to Rashi, that there is something like that. So that would be, so if that, so that being the machlokas, according to Tosfos, if you slap such a guy, he's still a barboshes in the sense he'd be chayv. According to Rashi, he's no longer part of the economy. He's taking himself out of the economy.
So what does barboshes mean for Rashi?
Barboshes means, it's sort of more like the Eved Kanani thing. Ain't lo boshes.
So we're not talking about experience of boshes necessarily.
We're talking about being part of Re'ehu. We're talking about being part of like what we said by the Eved Kanani.
Yeah, social economy.
Yeah.
Currency.
Yeah. This guy is not, we no longer consider him, I forget what the Lushan was, but we no longer consider him someone who's part of the economic cultural matrix. So he can't say that his brand was affected. He doesn't have a brand anymore. He doesn't have a relevant brand. He has no skin in the game anymore. So you're potter. According to Tosfos, you can't do that. You can't voluntarily disavow your participation. So Aaron was saying that it's not that the guy doesn't feel the boshes itself. It's just he just doesn't register the hefsed because he doesn't feel the move socially.
Right, okay. I mean, which is essentially what you're saying.
In a way.
But the machlokas pivots around a different
point. Yeah, yeah, okay, that's fair. I mean, it's, I'll take that.
My question is more of can we, you know, do we still, I mean, there is some sort of objective thing
yeah.
that happens in terms
yeah.
of his social status
okay.
and being awarded in that recognition.
I'm fine with that. That makes sense. That explains. Evan, we said ain't lo achva, right? He's not considered achva. He's not considered part of this fraternity. He's not considered part of this group. So that's why you are putter by the Evan. So what Rashi is saying is that doesn't have to be predetermined social status. You can elect. You can create your own. You can walk away with certain behaviors. You can elect to render yourself the equivalent kind of an Eved Kanani, taking yourself out of that cultural matrix. And that registers halachically.
According to Rashi.
According to Tosfos, that just you could do it, but it just doesn't register. You have that din, the din of Achva, the din is not a vote. It's just in you.
Okay.